We were discussing with regard to a Sefer Torah that if a person finds various mistakes or psulim within it, there are certain times that it's such a mistake that it's necessary l'hotzi Sefer Ta'acher, that another Sefer Torah must be taken in its stead. And we mentioned last time we were learning these halachos, that includes in the event that there is missing or extra letters, and certainly words, that would warrant that the Sefer Torah is puzzle to the extent that it's necessary to take on another Sefer Torah, as well as a Teva Kpula, that if the word has a letter, which should only have, let's say, one mem in the word Bayomer, and there's another mem right next to it, which is a mistake by the Sofer, it's also a mistake which was significant enough that the Sefer Torah is invalid, and therefore it's necessary to take another Sefer Torah. Now, this next halacha is probably one of the more famous halachos, because generally speaking, when a person hears that there's a question, is the Sefer Torah kosher, is it possible, so we think, oh, so get a child. Get a little child to look at the Torah, and maybe he can read this sentence, this word. If he can, it's okay. If not, this letter. If he can, good. If not, not. Now, certainly that does not apply according to the halachos that we said before. It doesn't make a difference if a child can read the word properly, but if there's a letter missing in there, we're not going to ask the child to read it. However, the following scenario, few situations, we will ask a child. So it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah the following words. Im nimsa shnei tevos shlo hirchek karoi. Let's say you have two words that are just, weren't written properly with the proper space in between those two words, to the point, we take a child who is not too smart, not too much of a tipesh, like I guess gets C pluses or something. Kara osam keteva achas. If you would show these two words, but they're so close to one another that the child looks at it and doesn't know the sentence structure, he doesn't know what these words mean, he's just reading it. And he reads it as one word, olehapach. Let's say the opposite situation. Again, they have these two words which are not written properly, one to the next, that the child will make a different mistake. Shehirchik be'emsa teva, that there's only one word, rather, and that word, in the middle of that, between two letters, there's such a space, a gap, to the point that the child thinks that's nira kishtei tevos, that this one large word, let's say, really, the child thinks it's two words, sarach lehotzi acheres. At that point, you have to take another Sefer Torah. So therefore, in the case of a suffix, you take your child, and it may be a little bit of an insult. It means my child's not a chacham. It means an average child, which means a child doesn't really understand the sentence, what the pasuk means, what this word means, but it can still read the words. So at that point, if the child will think a word is two words, or two words is one, then that's a reason tzarech lehotzi acheres. Now, that rule doesn't always apply, because in addition to our typical alphabet, we also have letters such as a mem, a nun, a tzadi, a pei, and a chaf, which are sofit, ot sofit, ending letters. And because of that, if those letters are found, there will be a difference in halacha. It says like this. It says, V'im b'sof teva rishona. Let's say that there are in fact two words. It is two words. Now this child maybe would read it as one because they're so close to one another. But if at the end of the first of the two words, you find one of these final letters, the Aide Zem Makar Hatinuk Shehim Shtei Tevos, the child would say, ah, see that? There's a letter which is in the middle, which is one of the final letters that I learned about in school. And therefore, it must be, Vaidei Zem Makar Hatinuk Shehim Shtei Tevos. Ah, there's really two words. Now, they're so close together, there's no gap whatsoever. But since the first word ends off with a sofit, with an ending letter, therefore, says halacha, yesh lismach b'shas al-chak, sholohotzi sefer Torah acher. It's not necessary, b'shas al-chak, we'll define what that means, to take out another sefer Torah. So even though they were not written properly those two words because they were so close, and there should have been a little bit of space between those two words. Since the end of the first word is an osofit, has one of these letters, a mem, for example, so then that would be enough of a reason to say it's definitely two words, it's recognizable as such, and therefore, b'shas adchak, you do not have to take another Sefer Torah. And this works in the reverse as well, but you just have to use opposite logic. B'hu adin, so too, b'teva achas, if you only have one word, sheniris kishtei tevos, and it looks like two words, to the point that we said halachically, you can't learn from the Sefer Torah. This one word, there's a gap in between one letter and the next. However, it depends. There's another situation where that rule does not always apply. If, for example, b'shof hachelak harishon, at the end of this gap between one letter and the next, it's really only one word. Let's say it's a word which has eight letters in it. And between letters four and five, there's a huge gap. But if letter four, where there's a huge gap, happens to be an os pshuta, a letter which is not a final letter. In other words, it's a mem or a nun or whatever the other letters, but it's not written as a mem sofit or nun sofit. So then, it must be that even though there's a gap and it looks like this one word is two words, but since the letter which is before that gap is a mem, not written as a mem sofit, so then the child also will be able to acknowledge and recognize that that is considered to be, obviously it's still one word, therefore, gam kein, hu b'chlal hinisbor, shasad chak, ein lohotzi sefer Torah achar. It's not necessary to take out another sefer Torah. And it's brought down the Shor Ephraim, what exactly does this mean? B'shasad chak. What does that mean, b'shasad chak, at the time? Extreme circumstances. So he gives two examples. One is in the event that there is Shein Lehem Sefer Torah Acher Beveis Achnes. This is no other Torah in Shul. So why is that B'shas Al-Chak? So either maybe you wouldn't lay anything, or maybe it means you have to drive a few miles down the block to get another Sefer Torah. Not necessary. Or Shitzarech Aliglol Harbeis a Sefer Torah Hashenim Ikatircha de Tzibur. He says that there is another Sefer Torah, but here we are relating Parshas Bereishis, and it happens to be the only other Sefer Torah we have is somewhere in the end of Devarim. So therefore, because of Tircha de Tzibur, that's considered to be B'shas Adchak, to the point that it's not necessary for you to stop laning from the Sefer Torah, and you can continue. Again, because of these heterim asking this child specifically about these two words that are not written next to each other properly. Just see one more halach, which is only two lines, and we'll stop, because this also is connected to children. It says, Osios otevos shenimchuksas. Let's say you have letters or words, for that matter, in which as the Sefer Torah ages in years, of course, as it's written with ink, that ink could easily fade. So what happens that it's very hard to see the boldness of those letters that were there so many years ago when it was initially written. So the halacha is that im rishuman nikar, if the actual border, that it's recognizable, the actual appearance, what's the word?
The outline.
The outline, thank you. Of course, it's not l'chachil, but if there's a letter which you really can hardly see, but as you can see the outline, and you can see that there is actually a letter, and we wouldn't do it ourselves, rather you get this child, and that they would actually read this word with that letter, even though it's not so discernible, that's also a reason, in Sarach Lahotzi Acheres, it's not necessary to take out another Sefer Torah. Stop.